Our reading from the Gospel of Luke. Now on that same day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning. When they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he was going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So Jesus went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed. He has appeared to Simon." And then they told what had happened on the road and how it had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. I love these Easter Gospel readings because it's so easy to put yourself in that situation. What would it have been like to be with Jesus on the road, listening to him explain your own scriptures to you in a way that had never occurred to you, that you had never heard before. And then in that moment, to have your eyes opened at the breaking of the bread. And then he vanishes. And I can so see myself as the one saying, "But weren't our hearts burning when he explained those things to us? How did we miss that? If only I would have known it was Jesus, I would have paid more attention. I would have taken some notes." And you could hear Cleopas saying, "If only I would have known it was Jesus, I wouldn't have called him daft." "Are you the only one who doesn't know? I said that to him." Ah, if only I would have known. That's the way I think our lives can be today. Because I think Jesus is walking on the road with us often. Perhaps even always. And we don't even recognize him. Because if we really recognized it was Jesus walking with us, wouldn't we be so different? Wouldn't we be more attentive? Wouldn't we be more helpful and more joy-filled instead of worrying, what happened to Jesus? That's what Mother Teresa was so good at, right? She helped the poor not just because she loved the poor or had pity on them, because she said when she looked in the eyes of a poor person, she saw the eyes of Jesus. And so how could you not love them? How could you not care for them? She knew she could still care for her beloved Jesus through this person right here in front of her. So caring for the poor was a blessing. This is something I think we could all probably stand to do a little better. Something to think about as we're going through our week this week. Do we see Jesus around us in the poor, in the people in our lives? If Jesus is resurrected and here through the Holy Spirit and baptism, then let's recognize him in the people around us. And don't have to get to the end of our life and say, oh, there you are. And Jesus saying, I was with you all along.